I never thought of him as being. It was utterly astonishing to me, these remarks about all these improper advances toward the secretary as a college girl. That was utter news to me. I never had such an idea in my life. Those things were not talked about in my set of society.
Well, now, when this kind of scandal came out, was it a very sudden knowledge, or had
to
there
me,
been
it was
whispering?
Utterly unknown, I think, from some some sentence or so of my father's, that he had had some notion of it, that somebody had said to him, oh, yeah, oh, he had said, I don't know, some, almost nothing, you know, something about my father seeing Dr. Slocum with a female figure walking up the canyon from the edge, end of the car line, saying to the streetcar conductor, isn't that President Slocum of the college? And he said, oh yes, that happens all the time. That is a total remark of mine. How much that meant, I do not know. This is going on tape.
Yes, indeed.
Well,
but I
know,
I think this is fairly common knowledge. Now, when the scandal did break, was all the student body really shocked? And
I was completely,
yes.
But I think that I realized my total ignorance of such matters, and between that and my mother's general puritanical talk, I simply didn't talk about it. I suppose most of the college students, they would gossip, and laugh, or be horrified, whichever was their nature among themselves, but it really wasn't that. I mean, I do remember that the students got up some kind of a meeting. This must have been in a very short few weeks in that same summer I was graduating. And all the students put, it seems to me it was after graduation, because it only broke graduation week, it seemed to me. And we were to go to that meeting and express our opinions that he should not be kept as a president or something of that notion. And that met somebody's house, I forget where. Some little talk about it, nothing very, no details mentioned. I suppose the general consensus was that the students should join with the faculty. That may have been after every single professor, except Homer, no, I can't remember his name yet, professor of English, that I never liked as well as the others. He had been the only one who was a full professor and who had kept his position and gone on as professor in the college, just one of the whatever number of full professors they had. Was the only one who did not resign. And I think that this meeting was probably that the student body, or the alumni, should support the faculty, that we admired the faculty for their resignations. And
they were resigning. They were
resigning
because
and left the college.
Because they were upset.
Well,
I
think the thing was that they said to the trustees, look how this man is. He's a perfect hypocrite, and look at his actions with his secretaries, so forth. Get rid of him. And the secretaries or some of the trustees would say, oh, well, look at what he's done for the college. He's built up the college. He has a vast number of wealthy friends who provide for the college. That sort of thing happens in offices, business offices all the time. Now, just don't talk about it. Just not talk about it.